You know, I think with running backs, you know, first of all, the philosophy of having a running back, there are not as many feature running backs in the league anymore because of the durability issues. They just simply cannot hold up against the kind of defensive players that are trying to chase them down. So you're seeing more backfield by committee.
I look at the tailback position and say, okay, is it a big downhill gap scheme guy, or is it a little bit of a smaller, quicker guy?
Backs come in all different sizes and shapes and speed, but the ability to make instinctive runs, read the hole, make the quick downhill cut.
You know, the eyes carry the feet, okay? Do they know where the holes are? Do they know where the play's supposed to be blocked? Do they have the intelligence of the offense to know how a play's supposed to be blocked, see what the defense is, and know what your natural predators are going to be on each and every snap?
You can't coach vision. You can't really practice it. It's something that you either have or you don't, and if you're minus vision in the NFL, you're not going to be having a very long career.
You know, the all-time leading rusher is Emmitt Smith, and I think he personified what you're talking about in terms of a guy that wasn't necessarily the biggest or the fastest, but he had an incredible knack, incredible savvy, instincts, vision between the tackles.
Emmitt Smith was probably about a 4.6, 4.65 speed, 40 time. Not tremendously fast, but he was so gifted in vision and instincts. He played like a 4-4, 4-4-5 guy because he can anticipate where people were coming from. He saw things before they were actually happening. So while he ran 4-6, he played like 4-4.
The most overrated part of evaluating a running back is 40-yard dash time.
You know, we talk about long speed. What's a guy run a 40? And I care a little bit less about long speed. I care about an ability to make people miss.
Can he get small through a hole, accelerate at the second level, make a defender miss, create some yardage on his own if everybody is not blocked?
Frank Gore is a master of this. My guess is if you time Frank Gore in the 40 now, he might not even run a 4.7. But Frank Gore can get through small cracks at the point of attack. He gets skinny. That's the phrase we like to use. That is a critical element to be a successful running back.
You know, when you talk about lateral agility and mobility in a running back, you look at LeSean McCoy and how that's translated into success in the NFL.
I remember evaluating LeSean McCoy coming out of Pittsburgh. And I remember a lot of people talking about him, that he was not fast in terms of a 40 time. So I plug in the tape of LeSean McCoy, and I'm actually going to look at my notes and read what I said about LeSean McCoy. Naturally quick feet that are always moving. No wasted steps, quick and decisive with his cuts, instinctive and intuitive, has the lateral skills that are demanded of NFL backs. As we've seen over time, there may be no better back in the league at those things than LeSean McCoy. Now, clearly, he's not a naturally powerful back. He's not Marshawn Lynch. He's not Adrian Peterson in terms of power. But when it comes to lateral explosiveness, lateral quickness, stop and start, that kind of movement, there's not a better back in the NFL than LeSean McCoy because those traits translate to the NFL.
The first thing I look for, honestly, above all of the physical traits is competitiveness. Adrian Peterson, the most competitive runner I've ever watched on tape. And the guy hated going down. I didn't watch Jim Brown, but I was told by my grandfather and everybody else that he was the most competitive back in the history of the NFL. I think it's one of the ties that binds most elite running backs is that they hate going down with the football.
And that's one reason I love Zach Stacy so much last year, Carlos Hyde in this class. I mean, if you refuse to go down on first contact, whether it's being falling forward or breaking that first level, you've really got a place in the NFL.
What you want to see is a guy who runs with good forward lean, runs underneath his pads, runs low to the ground, has sort of a compact style. There's not a lot of wasted motion there.
Can you run with that wide base? Can you take hits and bounce off of hits? Do you get your knees high and are you able to break the arm tackles? And are you running with good pad level? That means behind your pads, running low, and able to deliver a blow and fall forward at the end of runs.
If you want to be a three-down back in the NFL, or just a third-down back, then there's two things that you must do. One is more important than the other.
For running back coming out of college, the most important trait they have is the ability to pass protect. You can be the greatest pass receiver, the most electrifying runner with the ball in your hand, but if you miss that linebacker that you're supposed to block and he knocks your quarterback down and out of the game, you have no chance to play. The coaches will lose confidence in you. You won't get off the bench.
We are now in an NFL with sophisticated, detailed blitz and pressure concepts. And a back must, in many ways, be like a quarterback in understanding fronts, coverages, and pressures.
That is something that you don't see a lot in the college level.
I can't have a running back, for the most part, that's going to be a one-trick pony, because we're not going to hand it to him as a general rule 30 times in a game. So can he be on the field in third down situations and protect my franchise?
That's why maybe these running backs aren't being taken in the first round or early parts of the second round, because they don't have that pivotal part of their game to be three down backs in the NFL.
The second part of that equation, if you want to be a third down back, is you must be a good receiver.
Your teams are constantly looking for playmakers, how they impact the most important down in football, which is third down.
Nowadays, because the NFL isn't as running back concentrated as it used to be, I've got to know if you can catch the ball and what you're going to be like in space, because that's how we're using running backs more and more.
And being a good receiver in today's NFL goes way beyond just being available for checkdowns. Backs now are used on a variety of routes. They're even split out and run wide receiver routes.
A DeAnthony Thomas at Oregon, who's going to be a highly rated running back, in past years, we would have said, I don't know, because he's very small. But nowadays, maybe it's not as bad. There's a little more space out there. It's not just a phone booth game anymore. But at the same time, how are we going to get him matched up one-on-one in space against somebody who's going to be his lesser? If we do that, he becomes an instant star for us.
When you project college players to the NFL, you have to start with a few basic premises. Number one, the college game and the NFL game are different. Even though there might be similar concepts tactically and schematically, the games are different.
So many colleges are using the spread offense now. And what they do when they do run the ball is either pitch the ball to the running back in space where he doesn't have to be very creative. He's basically running to daylight. That doesn't happen very often in the NFL.
In the college game, a little athleticism and a little bit of speed goes a long way. You look at the old Big Eight, Rasheem Saleem, all those backs that came out of Colorado, out of that option system. They were given the ball in open space and they had big lanes to run through. So it's very difficult because all of a sudden those running lanes quickly tighten up in the NFL. So it's a bit more than just running fast in a straight line.
That's why it's hard to evaluate, because we're not getting the same type of stuff that we're probably going to get more of in the NFL. Although what's funny is that the NFL is starting to meet it coming the other way now. We're putting in more and more stuff nowadays to make it adaptable for these running backs and make it easier to not just evaluate, but get them acclimated quickly, get them on the field. Think about a Gio Bernard at Cincinnati. Look at the success he's had early, running similar things that he did in college. And in Cincinnati, when Jay Gruden was offense coordinator before he became head coach of the Washington Redskins, being able to find ways to get him the ball in space and turn him loose.
So it's very important when you watch players, and this holds true for all positions, to understand what they do well, how that can work in the NFL, what they don't do well, so they're not put in positions in which they can't succeed. There are coaches who have been outstanding at this through the years. Bill Belichick immediately comes to mind. Understanding what a player does well, putting him in that position, and not asking him to do that which he can't do well.